Welcome to the 17th Science of Wholeness podcast titled Politics and the Afterlife, which aired Friday, March 29th, 2024. Esteemed listeners, picture this. If Queen Alexandra, Winston Churchill, Mahatma Gandhi, and Thomas Jefferson were alive today, what urgent words would they have for the state of our world? Decades ago, through the remarkable mediumship of Leslie Flint, these iconic figures spoke from beyond the grave, offering profound insights and warnings. But don't take my word for it. If you're still skeptical, tune into my podcast, Independent Direct Voice, where I delve into the undeniable reality of these paranormal communications. Despite rigorous scrutiny from skeptical scientists, the authenticity of these messages remains unblemished. Visit the Leslie Flint Educational Trust website to hear hundreds of similar recordings for yourself, free of charge. Let's journey back to 1960, when Queen Alexandra of Great Britain, a beacon of grace and wisdom, delivered a poignant message of international peace. She stressed that true peace can only be achieved when every nation prioritizes unity over self-interest. Advocating for an international spirit, she urged the dissolution of barriers between countries and the cultivation of harmony among peoples. Reflecting on her transition to the spirit realm, Queen Alexandra described her journey as one of constant growth and enlightenment. Empowered to teach and guide others, she emphasized the importance of openness to new ideas and spiritual growth. However, she lamented the challenge of reaching souls entrenched in rigid religious beliefs, hindering their ability to embrace progress and unity. Queen Alexandra's concern for the plight of the poor weighed heavily on our heart, and she regretted her inability to alleviate their suffering significantly. In the spirit realm, she remains dedicated to promoting peace and understanding, emphasizing the need to address mental attitudes and foster harmony among nations. In these uncertain times, Queen Alexandra's words resonate with urgency and relevance. Let us heed our call for unity, compassion, and spiritual enlightenment, striving to create a world where love and harmony triumph over fear and division. Here, for your interest, is a sample recording of the spirit communicator, Alexandra herself, speaking in her own words her vital message to the world and to all those present in the seance room.
Among those less developed is the mental condition. In fact, I would go as far as to say that a great deal of the world's troubles in illness and in other ways is due to the mind. Only we could reach the minds of people and change their outlook and their attitude. Only we could do that, and that of course is what we are constantly trying to do. We're trying to reach the minds of humanity, whatever they may be, irrespective of their condition in life, whatever their nationality. We are constantly working upon the minds of peoples, especially those in high places who hold the destiny of nations in their hands. We are striving to instill peace, instill the things that are of God, that they might come together in the future and save the world from itself, from destruction. This, I am convinced, shall be done, and I feel sure that man will find a new path, a new way of life, where he can work in harmony and in love, nation with nation, peoples with peoples, and God's will can be brought into being. We are striving desperately for this, doing all in our power to help. But this is all that really matters, yes. That we continue to serve and to help. Yes. In a wider sense, all mankind, no longer restricted, no longer are we in any way made to conform to politics or to religion. Now we are not tied in any sense, we are free to speak and to act completely and absolutely as children, as we are indeed, of one God, endeavoring to serve all his children the world over.
Mm-hmm.
That is freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom of spirit to work, to serve, and to love all the children of the earth, all the nations of the earth. We are now one great family, God's family.
Yeah.
Bless you, my
friend.
Thank you very much.
I remember you so well.
You can hear this recording in its entirety at the Leslie Flint Educational Trust website. Let's move on to the second spirit communicator, the late British World War II Prime Minister, Sir Winston Churchill. Sir Winston Churchill, renowned for his leadership during World War II, delivered a powerful message from beyond the grave during a seance in 1987. He warned humanity of the imminent threat posed by self-serving leaders in positions of power, whose greed and misuse of scientific advancements endanger both the Earth and its inhabitants. Churchill's words carry a sense of urgency, highlighting the dire consequences of allowing ignorance and selfishness to dictate our actions. The misuse of scientific knowledge, devoid of wisdom and spirituality, has the potential to unleash havoc and destruction on a global scale. We stand at a critical juncture, teetering on the edge of disaster. Mediumship, Churchill emphasized, offers a beacon of hope in these troubled times. It must be wielded for spiritual enlightenment and the greater good, serving as a catalyst for positive change and the upliftment of humanity. Rather than squandering our resources on superficial pursuits, we must harness the power of spirit to guide us towards a brighter future. Reflecting on his own experiences with mediumship, Churchill acknowledged the challenges of publicly embracing such practices in a society shaped by skepticism and prejudice. Yet he remained steadfast in his belief in the continuity of life beyond death and the resilience of the human spirit. Churchill's message resonates with a call for unity and cooperation among nations, stressing the importance of transcending political differences in pursuit of peace. Despite the looming threats and conflicts plaguing our world, he remained optimistic about the potential for positive transformation. In the face of adversity, Churchill urged individuals to cultivate spiritual growth and selflessness, recognizing that love and service are the cornerstones of personal and collective progress. His words serve as a reminder of the power we hold to shape our destiny and safeguard the future of our planet. And here is a sample recording of the spirit communicator, Churchill himself, speaking his dire message to the world in his own words, to all those present in the seance room.
I do now know, above all else, that life continues. Death is not the end, and awaits the biggest illusion of the lot, the reality of self, the reality of the spirit within that can overcome. You know, it was the spirit of the British people that overcame the evils of Hitler and the rest. Of course, there are others also very much concerned and very much caught up with the struggle against evil. But I think, looking back in your world now, I can't help feeling great sadness that there isn't greater understanding between the peoples in high places. You know as well as I do that if it hadn't have been for Russia, I'm not saying we wouldn't have won the war, but I think it would have been carrying on for a much longer period. The Russian people were magnificent, and it saddens me, and as it does everyone else here, to see the animosity, to see the situation which has arisen over the last few years, whereas a hand of brotherhood should have been stretched so that the world would indeed have been a much happier and a much safer place. There you are.
You can hear this entire recording at the Leslie Flint Educational Trust website. Let's move on to the third spirit communicator, the late Indian spiritual and political leader of India, Mahatma Gandhi. In a pivotal seance session in 1961, the spirit of Mahatma Gandhi conveyed a message of utmost urgency. Those in position of power must relinquish their selfish, materialistic pursuits for the higher good, or risk catastrophic consequences with just the touch of a finger. Gandhi, revered for his timeless wisdom, revealed the profound distress caused by the multitude of conflicting religions on earth. He emphasized that despite these divisions, there exists a singular truth at the core of all faiths. Reflecting on his observations from beyond the veil of life, Gandhi lamented the unpreparedness of souls for their transition due to ignorance and fear surrounding death and the afterlife. Urging humanity to recognize the universal truths that unite us, Gandhi passionately implored us to transcend the barriers of ignorance and personal pride. He called for dismantling of these barriers in favor of embracing the universal religion of truth, thereby fostering harmony among nations and peoples. Gandhi's words carried a sense of urgency as he warned against the perilous state of our world, teetering on the brink of destruction due to mankind's spiritual ignorance and lack of enlightenment. He emphasized that this pursuit of truth requires sacrifice and openness to new ideas, condemning the prevalence of fear, doubt, and intolerance as byproducts of spiritual unawareness. Emphasizing the transformative power of love and service, Gandhi urged us to immerse ourselves in love to discover our true purpose. Dispelling misconceptions about his motives, he reaffirmed his unwavering dedication to humanity's spiritual elevation above material concerns. Gandhi's clarion call rang out against the backdrop of a world gripped by materialism and fear, threatening global peace and stability. He urgently called for a shift towards spiritual values and universal love as the sole path to salvation, highlighting the imperative for individuals to overcome fear and embrace love as the ultimate force for positive change. In his impassioned plea, Gandhi offered hope and liberation, urging us to transcend selfish desires and prioritize love and service to avert disaster. His message serves as a rallying cry for humanity to recognize the profound power of love in shaping our collective destiny and saving our world from impending doom. And here is a sample recording of the spirit communicator, Gandhi himself, speaking his awesome and urgent message to the world in his own words to all those present in the seance room.
As much to say, if the worst comes to the worst, we are justified in defending our way of life, knowing in our hearts there is much evil in that way of life. Nevertheless, they say, oh, well, it is the worst, lesser of the two evils. And yet, they know the destruction that would come upon the world is such that it is terrible to think about. There is good in all, that I do not deny. In all hearts there is some good. And fundamentally, I suppose, really, in the hearts of the mass of people, they only desire peace. But they are so doctrined in so many different ways. They are like sheep that are led to slaughter. They are given the idea that they are always right. where of times they are often wrong. This terrible fear, this realization that must eventually come to man, that he cannot live by fear, but only by love. This is our task, this is our responsibility, that we have to give to the world the realization that love conquers all. It is the oldest creed, it is the oldest truth in the world, that it is by love that we conquer, not by hate. The power of love is tremendous, and this power of love makes possible our coming down to you to converse with you. This power of love gives us the strength to combat the evils of your world. This power of love makes possible for you a new life. For when you depart from yours, you enter into the kingdom of love. And then if you are not ready, because there is not enough love in your heart, then you have to learn to adjust yourself, and you have to work very hard. It is better to know these things when on earth than when you come here.
You can hear the entire recording of Spirit Communicator Mahatma Gandhi at the Leslie Flint Educational Trust website. And now we go on to the fourth Spirit Communicator, the late U.S. President Thomas Jefferson. In a compelling seance session during the tumultuous era of the 1960s, the spirit of Thomas Jefferson, renowned as a founding father and political visionary, emerged with a grave warning for humanity. Despite his earthly departure in 1826, Jefferson's concern for global affairs remained undiminished in the afterlife, driven by a profound desire to influence events towards a positive trajectory. Central to Jefferson's message is a dire plea for nations to transcend competitive rivalries and embrace harmonious coexistence rooted in trust and spiritual values. He emphasizes the urgent need to forsake the allure of materialistic pursuits such as prestige, avarice, and power, recognizing them as false idols that imperil global peace and stability. With a somber tone, Jefferson underscores the futility and devastation wrought by warfare in a world gripped by fear and greed, warning of its catastrophic consequences for all involved. Drawing upon the timeless wisdom of spiritual principles, Jefferson extols the transformative power of love and service as catalysts for personal and collective upliftment. He eloquently portrays love as a cleansing sea that elevates individuals, enabling them to embark on a meaningful endeavors aimed at the betterment of humanity. Furthermore, Jefferson emphasizes the paramount importance of loving one's neighbor above oneself, heralding it as the cornerstone of spiritual fulfillment and liberation from earthly concerns. Amidst misconceptions about his motivations, Jefferson unequivocally declares his unwavering dedication to the advancement of humanity, both materially and spiritually. He acknowledges the formidable obstacles posed by a world entrenched in fear and materialism, urging individuals to prioritize spiritual values over material gain in pursuit of collective enlightenment. In conclusion, Jefferson leaves us with a poignant call to action, urging individuals to embrace love as the ultimate antidote to the prevailing chaos and discord. He implores us to cultivate love within our hearts, recognizing its unrivaled capacity to transcend boundaries and foster unity on a global scale. Through Jefferson's timeless wisdom, we are reminded of our collective responsibility to heed the clarion call for spiritual awakening and work tirelessly towards a future defined by harmony, compassion, and universal love. And here is a sample recording of the spirit communicator Thomas Jefferson himself, speaking his awesome and urgent message to the world in his own words and to all those present in the seance room.
I'm very interested in politics. You might think that's a very strange thing for spirit to be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not interested in politics in a material sense.
Although, of course, they must be, inasmuch as they are politics, and therefore they are material, affecting the conditions of Earth. But I've been very fatigued, like a lot of more people on this side, for the way things are going in your world. And I'm particularly concerned, naturally, in my own country, at least that which was my own country. But I'm very disturbed indeed. Yes? Because I feel that unless something is done very soon, the world could so easily be plunged into a third world war, which would be more ghastly, more dreadful than anything one can imagine. But there's still hope. While there's hope, we must make every effort to try to bring people together. I do feel there is hope. And I feel that there's every reason to believe that the worst can be averted. Yes. People today are not blind in a sense. They sometimes pretend to be blind, or perhaps they put up the blinkers. Politics is a very weird, strange game, as I know only too well. But it's much worse in this modern generation of yours than in my time. Today everyone is afraid of everyone. Fear is a predominant thing in your world. Everyone is ruled by fear. And yet, I feel, looking as I do from this side into the minds and the hearts of statesmen everywhere, there's no desire for war. Every nation, every politician realizes that war would be devastating. No one could win a war. Everyone would suffer, no one would gain. And the extraordinary thing is everyone realizes that. Everyone realizes the absolute futility of such things, war. It would not bring any gain to any one person or nation. People, and yet there's this fear. Fear of the other man might be a bit stronger than you. And so you have this silly man arms race. This false pride, this illusion, which is in an illusion, that you've got to be stronger than the next man. 50 years ago, it might have been considered very reasonable, very understandable outlook. But today, I think you've got to the point where unless you sit down and solve the problem sensibly, unless you do that and come to the right conclusions, some fool, not realizing it, set the world aflame.
This recording of Thomas Jefferson originally came from and was provided by the Leslie Flint Educational Trust. In conclusion, the messages conveyed today by the late Queen Alexandra, Winston Churchill, Mahatma Gandhi, and President Thomas Jefferson serve as poignant reminders of the timeless principles that underpin humanity's quest for peace, harmony, and spiritual enlightenment. Through their words, we are urged to transcend the barriers of fear, materialism, and division, embracing instead the transformative power of love, service, and universal truth. As we navigate the complexities of our world, let us heed their wisdom and strive to embody these principles in our thoughts, actions, and interactions, thereby forging a brighter and more compassionate future for generations to come. I invite you to be part of this mission in supporting the ongoing operations of my website. Your contribution, no matter how small, plays a crucial role in sustaining this platform. Additionally, you can further assist by exploring the enriching array of 21 ebooks authored by me, meticulously written to empower and address the profound challenges you may encounter in your journey. Furthermore, your patronage of Cargill Jewelry not only enhances your style, but also contributes to the cause, as I would receive a modest commission for each purchase made through my websites, Science of Wholeness and WholeJoy.com. Together, let us embark on a transformative journey towards a harmonious world, driven by elevated consciousness, rather than succumbing to the limitations of a fragmented paradigm. Your support is not just an investment in my research for the greater good of all, it is a catalyst for positive change in our collective existence. As our podcast draws to a close, I bid you farewell. Take care, dear listeners. And remember, stay vibrant, stay empowered, and above all, stay well. For in the tapestry of existence, we are but threads woven into the fabric of a greater whole, a symphony of unity and oneness that echoes throughout eternity.